Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Exodus 31 introduces us to workmen A and B, Aholiab of the tribe of Dan, verse 6, and, quote, Bezalel of the tribe of Judah, verse 2. Interestingly, Aholiab means my father's tent. Bezalel means in the shadow of God. They were skilled, quote, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and all manner of workmanship, verses 4 and 5. This was not just natural ability. Listen, the Lord says concerning Bezalel, quote, I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, verse 3. Build large wooden structures? Not a problem. Leather and tapestries? Can do. Work with different metals at just the right temperatures, then mold them into almond branches or angels? Looking forward to it. Perfume and incense making? That too. Also engraving and setting jewels? That will be fine. Let me tell you something. When God gifts someone, it's absolutely astounding what he can do through them. This project all got done on time and within budget, as they say. Now, did you know that every believer today is also gifted? And for what? Listen to Paul, the New Testament Bezalel. Quote, according to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it. Do you not know that you are the temple of God? 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 to 16. We also are involved in building God a home. And it looks like he's gifted us to work with gold, God's glory, silver, God's gospel, and precious stones, God's glorified people as well.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.